Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
With the spotlight on Italy for the Olympic Winter Games through February 22nd in Milano and Cortina in northern Italy, the timing is good for the movie Solo Mio. The timing for Matt Taylor, played by Kevin James in the movie Solo Mio, is a whole other story, and that is the story in the romantic comedy, which proves to be a real charmer. A big part of the charm is Kevin James, who plays the role of Matt Taylor with sad sack vulnerability, a typically clueless male outlook, and a willingness to change his ways. Kevin James is noted for the long-running TV series comedy The King of Queens, for which he was a Primetime Emmy Awards actor nominee. The charm of Solo Mio is also based on the chemistry between Kevin James' character of Matt Taylor, a typical American bro guy, and that of Nicole Grimaldo as Gia, owner of Café del Sol, a coffee house in Rome, Italy. Grimaldo is an award-winning Italian actress. Her smile, bright eyes, and enthusiastic charisma brims from the movie screen like a jolt of espresso. Gia is talkative. Despite the language barrier, Matt clicks on his phone app to speak Italian. Gia is not fluent in English. Her misunderstanding of Matt's idiomatic American expressions provides some of the film's laugh lines. Oh, by the way, Matt is in Italy for a destination wedding, his own. Only problem, his fiancée Heather, played by Julie Ann Emery, left him standing at the altar. Matt makes the best of it. The honeymoon is over. He is not. He decides to continue on the couple's package Italian itinerary. The directors of Solo Mio are brothers Charles Kinane and Daniel Kinane. They directed Water Brother and Home Team, which starred Kevin James. The screenplay is by Kevin James and brothers John Kinane and Patrick Kinane. Another charm factor in Solo Mio are the streets of Rome and the landmarks of the Eternal City and of the Italian countryside, which plays as a lovely travelogue. The movie title, Solo Mio, speaks to Matt's solo Italian sojourn. The movie's title is inspired by the Italian ballad, O Solo Mio, turning my sunshine to lonely me. The other charm factor in the movie Solo Mio is its music, with a bevy of songs sung in Italian and a lovely score by composer Joy Nigiawa. Normally, with At the Movies, I shy away from spoilers. I won't reveal a key plot twist in Solo Mio. One of the spoilers, though, actually two spoilers, are too good to not let you in on them. They are Solo Mio's best-kept secrets. They are Ed Sheeran and Andrea Bocelli. Ed Sheeran's perfect symphony, on which Bocelli duets with Sheeran, is heard on the soundtrack of Solo Mio in the wedding day scene when Matt is left at the altar. In Solo Mio, Bocelli sings Nessun Dono from Puccini's Turandot, and Matt accompanies him. Andrea Bocelli sang Nessun Dono following the Parade of Nations at the February 6th opening of the Winter Olympics as the Olympic flame was carried into San Siro Stadium. If you want to ignite the flame in your love life or reignite a flame, then see Solo Mio and don't go it alone. Solo Mio is rated PG for some suggestive material, brief language, violence, and smoking. Opening February 20. How to Make a Killing. MPA rated R. John Patton Ford direct Glenn Powell, Margaret Qualley, Ed Harris, and Topher Grace in the dark comedy. A man disowned at birth by his wealthy family tries to claim his inheritance. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.